If you're just joining us, welcome. My name is Christine Martindale, and we've been speaking with Philip Weston, composer of the new American opera, Marie's Orchard. Also, Dylan Thomas, director and artistic director of Center Stage Opera in Canoga Park, and music director and conductor Brian Onderdonk. And we've been talking about the new opera, Marie's Orchard. Now, Brian, do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It's www.centerstageopera.org, and that's center E-R. Website has all the information about Marie's Orchard and about all of our productions and about the company. So it's a great resource to just find any information to purchase tickets for the show.
And when is the show?
The show is going to be premiering on June 10th. That's a Friday evening at 7:30. And then a second matinee show will be on Sunday, June 12th at 3 o'clock p.m.
And we can purchase tickets at the theater?
Either at the theater. The best thing to do would be to go online. There's also a phone number online that you can call to purchase tickets. It's just usually better. You get a better seat and, you know, you don't have to stand in line at the theater, at the box office to get tickets. But yeah, you can also get tickets at the theater.
And how many people can the theater hold?
The theater itself is around between like 400 to 500 people capacity. It's a very nice theater. It holds a lot of people, but it's a very intimate space. So wherever you sit, really, I mean, you know, we always say there's not a bad seat in the house, and certainly the worst seat in the house there would probably be, you know, one of the best seats in the house over downtown LA. So it's definitely a good value for your money.
So do you prepare for a world premiere different from the way you prepare an opera by composers such as Puccini or Mozart?
Yes, absolutely. Well, one, I have the composer sitting right here to ask any questions. I certainly, there are many times when I'm working on Puccini or Mozart that I wish I can have a seance and summon them up and ask them a few questions. That would be nice. So that in and of itself is a big advantage to have, because he's the creator of it. And who better to ask any questions and to know about the score than the composer? And Phil has been just fantastic through the process. Very communicative. He's always ready to answer questions and always ready to talk over the score. So that's definitely a big advantage.